All right, it is Saturday again, which means that it's time to once again do the place-by-place fishing report, featuring, of course, Mr. Robert Lukowitz. I'm Captain Josh Olive, and we are sitting in the Fish and Franks World Headquarters flagship store, located at, what's the address here? 4200 Tamiami Trail?
4200 Tamiami Trail, yep.
Unit P?
Unit P.
Unit P. Next to the Bears, behind the ABC, which hasn't opened yet, has it?
Nope.
It's about to open?
First of the year, supposedly.
Okay. Well, it makes a good landmark anyway.
Yeah. So does the bingo hall.
Yes. So does the sign that says Fish and Franks.
Yeah. Imagine that.
Yep. Anyway, that's where we is. We're tucked away in the back room where hopefully we can have a little bit of quiet time to record this report. But it's a busy day, so we might have to pause in the middle bit because Robert's in high demand.
Okay.
Listen, it's our story. We'll tell it how we want.
Okay.
The place-by-place fishing report, though, that's the reason why you're here, not to hear Robert brag about how amazing he is, because Lord knows we've all heard it enough.
Oh, yeah.
It starts with the Peace River and Harbor Heights, upriver, along with Shell Creek, generalized areas like that. Robert, what do we got?
Snooker starting to move up there more. Still a lot of little dinks, but more and more snook activity. And they're also getting a lot of little redfish, like undersized redfish from 14 to 16, 18 inches. There has been a couple legal ones caught, but most of them overall are pretty small.
These redfish are relatively abundant?
Yeah. Yep. Like, should be using circle hooks. It's one of the few times I absolutely recommend using circle hooks consistently this time of year with them.
Inline circle hooks, yes?
Yes. Inline circle hooks. There's also been a lot of little juvenile tarpon starting to roll around up there, especially on that straightaway going to Shell Creek. And, of course, Mayan cichlids. Guys are catching them. Guys are seeing them. The water's getting pretty clear up there. What'd you say? It was down to 200 and roughly
250
some feet.
Cubic feet.
That's pretty much
250 cubic feet per second up at Arcadia. Not very much water flow.
Yep, not much at all. So that's a sign that the water's clearing up, plus a couple cooler nights have knocked down some of the little algae blooms that have been on the surface that always make it a little bit cloudier.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good thing. It's getting better. Is it great? Nope. But is it getting better? Yes. Plus, if you're into birding, a lot of the winter birds are starting to show up there. So it's kind of cool.
And if you're not into birding, well, that's okay. Because maybe you should consider it. Sometimes the birds are a great way to find fish.
Right.
Not just the terns and gulls that are diving on bait, but knowing the areas that the herons like to hang out.
Right.
Shows you where you've got some productive oystery areas.
Yes. This is true.
I mean, they all kind of eat the same thing, right?
Yeah.
So, think of birds as fish that fly.
Okay.
When you're trying to figure out where fish are, if there's birds there, there's a good chance there's fish hanging out there. If there's no birds, then it's probably not a very productive area.
More than likely.
So.
It's very, very possible.
All right. Dars Park Boat Ramp, I-75 Bridges area.
I got nothing from there this week.
Okay. The 41 Bridges Live Oak Point Park area.
Some small undersized trout. Some undersized snook. Let's see, a couple of bull sharks.
Also small?
Yeah. And that's honestly about it that I've heard of over there.
Okay.
A little quieter week this week over there.
So short trout, short snook, and short bull sharks.
Yes.
Cool.
A lot of short things going on around there.
Mm-hmm. The Lashley Pier is closed. The Bayshore Pier.
Bayshore Pier, I got nothing this week.
No reports. Port Charlotte Beach Pier.
Short snook. Short snook. Couple of short trout. A few mangrove snapper. Most of them have been shorts. And that's about it that I can think of. Not gangbusters at all.
So what you're saying is that the upper harbor does have some fish in it,
mm-hmm.
but we're not going to be able to bring much home for dinner.
Yep, pretty much.
Okay. perhaps our luck will change if we fish in the Port Charlotte Salt and Brackish Water canals.
That's a little bit better. You know, the Mayan cichlids and the sand bream have been cooperating very good for people. They're catching them on, you know, little pieces of shrimp. One guy's been catching his Mayan cichlids in his crab trap. He's been taking some of the shrimp and putting them in there, and that's how he's been catching them.
Okay.
I'm like, that's pretty smart. What else they got?
I'd have to take a look at fish trapping regulations to see whether he's technically legal or not, but,
right.
You know, bycatch while you're trying to catch the crabs, I guess.
Sure.
It doesn't have a size limit or a bag limit on those things, so.
I think it'd be a gray area they might overlook there.
I feel like you might be correct.
What else? They're getting some snook, mostly shorts. People have been seeing some bigger snook around their lights. We saw one sitting next to the seawall the other evening that was probably pushing in the low 30s. It probably would have been legal.
So, for another week?
Yeah. But saw them anyway. Didn't hook them. So, what else? Some jacks. Pardon me. There has been some legal mangrove snapper. Up to like 12 inches. Been a few sheep's head around. A lot of people seeing sheep's head. Not as many people catching them, but they are catching them. I think that's about it.
Okay. Seeing sheep's head.
Yeah, a lot of people are seeing sheep's head. And they're coming in buying shrimp and fiddler crabs to try to catch them, but I just have only had one guy that's been fishing off the bridge down there. The next bridge down from me off of Edgewater, and he's caught several sheep's head. Not a lot, but enough to keep him interested.
So what's the deal? Are they missing them, or are they just not eating?
I'm just not getting any feedback to tell me whether they're not catching them or not. They're just seeing them and then going, we got excited. We saw a few sheep's head around the dock, so we're picking up some bait. And that's where it ends.
Okay.
So they're just seeing them a lot.
All right. I guess we'll have to go with that.
Yeah.
The El Jobin Pier.
Let's see. The black drum has slowed down quite a bit, but they are still catching the black drum. A few short trout. A few legal mangrove snapper. And there's been a lot of snook there at night. And one of our customers yesterday, he said he's been catching one in every three trips out there that's legal sized.
Okay.
And usually when he catches one legal size, he usually catches two or three that night. He's letting them all go, except for one once a week. He likes to eat them a lot. So if he can catch one, he's good, but he only keeps one a week.
Okay. And we are here at the tail end of snook season.
Yes. You know what? Week left, maybe less.
I got a week left. The end of the month.
Not very much. Not much time at all. That's about it over there. Nothing super exciting.
Okay. The Myakka River area from the bridge down to Marker 8.
Little trout over by Hog Island. And that's the only report I got.
Okay.
He took friends over there fishing from Gulf Cove and caught a lot of undersized trout over there. And he fished the front side and the north entrance or west entrance to the cutoff, and that's where he caught some of them, too. So basically, Hog Island vicinity.
Gotcha. The South Gulf Cove canals.
Mayan cichlids and tilapia. That is all I've heard about. Two different guys buying worms. One guy did buy some crappie minnows, and he caught a couple on crappie minnows, but he mainly did good on the worms.
Okay. The West Wall.
West Wall, lots of little snook. And a handful of legal-sized redfish. That's about it. Got nothing else over there.
All right. So
fairly quiet.
We've got snook under the shrubs.
Same way with the redfish. They've been up under the bushes and at the mouths of the creeks. Primarily just shrimp and some pinfish. One guy did catch a couple on top waters. He actually caught one on that new top water that we started carrying.
Okay.
You'll have to see that later, if you remember.
Okay.
Between the two of us, we'll probably still forget.
There's a chance. Wait a minute. Is this a walk the dog top water?
Yeah.
Like a single hook or a double hook in it?
Yeah.
Okay. I think I did see that hanging up over there.
Okay. Yep. It's interesting. Sold quite a few.
Well, you know me. I like anything that walks the dog.
Yep. Nothing wrong with that.
Good way to catch fish.
Yes, it is.
Good way to stay entertained.
Oh, it's fun. Good way to test your heart rate, too.
Right.
But sometimes you get in that rhythm and just do-do-do-do-do, all of a sudden blows up and it just kind of makes you jump.
Yes.
That's the best. One of the best parts about topwater lures.
Testing your stress response.
Yes, absolutely.
The Cape Hayes Bar.
Cape Hayes Bar has had some small trout starting to show up on it. A couple flounder that had to be released. Let's see what else over there. A couple bonnet head sharks. One guy did get into like several Spanish mackerel, and he was trolling the outer edge of it on the side on the Boca Grande side. That was also where he caught one of the flounder too while slow trolling. Like you weren't bouncing it off the bottom. He's like, nope, just slow trolling back and forth along that edge.
I can see it.
Yeah, I can too, but it's still interesting. You just don't hear about that very often. Not in our area, anyway. And that's about it over there.
Okay.
Unless you want to count the lizard fish.
Well,
do we have to count those?
I don't know if we have to, but we probably need to mention them at some point.
Well, I mean,
because there's lizard fish everywhere out there.
Oh my gosh. It's the month of lizard fish. Do, 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 do. Have your AI write that song.
Yeah. I don't know if it's the month of lizard fish. It's an invasion of lizard fish. When it will end, we don't know.
So far, it's almost a month.
This could be the year of lizard fish.
Could be.
This could be just the beginning. Maybe more are coming in every day. We don't know. Or, you could go out there next week, and there won't be a single one out there.
Right. This is true.
We just have to wait and see. We're in unprecedented territory as far as the number of them that have showed up in here. Now, yes. I mean, this time of year, we always see some lizard fish hanging out, but I don't recall having ever seen this many of them out there.
Yeah, I can't recall that either. Definitely something different.
And I still haven't tried one on the table, but I'm gonna.
Uh-huh. You keep saying that.
You'll see. Oh, you'll see. Turtle and bull bays.
Lots of snook, lots of little redfish, a few legal-sized redfish. People are seeing some legal-sized snook, but not catching them. And then a very good mixture of trout. Most of them are undersized. But there are still some bigger sharks in there, like the bulls and the lemon sharks, in that 3 to 5 foot range. And then an occasional bonnethead shark. Plus, it's a good way to escape out of the weather sometimes, but it has been some pretty significantly low water.
Yes, it has.
So you have to really watch that closely. Don't want to be sitting on the bottom.
No.
Nope. Plus, it's getting chillier. Getting out to try to push the boat off is not that much fun.
No. It's not. We saw it on Thursday, two boats getting pushed off, and one that looked like it was really high and dry.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't see him run up on it, but, I mean, he was really high and dry. Like, he's standing next to the boat, and I can see his ankles. So, really high.
That's pretty skinny.
Yeah. Yep.
That's pretty skinny.
So, I don't know if they parked it there to fish, and then the water fell around them, or what happened, but...
I doubt that.
Nah, I doubt it, too. Trying to give them the benefit of the doubt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I'm gonna bet that was an oops.
Oh, boy.
What can you do?
You can avoid that area, which is down by the trestle on the inside.
Yeah.
Of the trestle. There's some really skinny spots down there.
Very.
I mean, the thing is, if you're paying attention, the water's clear enough that those spots are all visible.
Yeah.
You know, it's the bright white sandy area. I mean, it's clear enough that you can see the sand in 6 feet of water.
Right.
So I guess maybe he was confused because it didn't look that much shallower to him. But I don't know. I mean, from a distance, you could see it's a bright white sandy patch that he's sitting on top of.
Nice.
I don't know. Just watch it. That's all I can tell you.
Good idea.
Cape Hayes and Danger Reefs.
I've got nothing from them.
Fine.
Zero at all.
We drove around out there because there was a million seagulls hanging out down there. But
oh, really?
Never could find anything that they were on.
Nope.
We didn't have a fish finder that day, so we were just kind of reliant on the birds to tell us something. And they would start diving on the surface, and we'd be like, okay, well, they must be over. And then about the time you'd say that, they'd stop, and they'd be moved on. So
there's fish pushing some bait up there, but just nothing exciting.
No.
Nothing consistent.
Nothing consistent, nothing that you could target. We trolled a spoon out there for a minute, but, you know, having seen how widely scattered the birds were, it was like, well, I really don't want to troll a spoon here all day long.
Why not? You're probably going to catch at least one fish.
Well, and that's what I told them. I said, you can come back out here. If you guys like driving around, you get a warm day, you want to keep the air conditioning on, just drive it around here. And he's a little, there's going to be some fish, but I don't think it's going to be a bunch.
No, I believe that.
All right, Gasparilla Sound.
Oh, let's see. Lots of trout. Most of them are undersized. That's from Three Sisters all the way over into Whidden Bay. There has been some legal-sized redfish in there. A lot of undersized fish, but there's been quite a few fish in that 25 to 28-inch range. And then there's been a handful, or I should say a lot, of little snook. Just finding that slot-sized fish to cooperate has been very tough. Just no big ones that I've heard of.
Okay.
That's about it.
All right, then that's all I'll type. Well, plus the lizardfish.
Well, yeah, plus the lizardfish. Forgot about that. You know what else? There has been some sheep's head. A lot of people are seeing sheep's head over there around Whidden, around the mangrove shoreline, and then that one oyster bar that's just whatever close to the clam leases.
Mm-hmm.
So they're seeing them moving around, just not catching them.
Okay. Lizard fish. Why did I capitalize the A?
I don't know. It sound
I have no
more
idea.
Unique.
Lizard fish. Placida area.
Lots of sheep's head. They're starting to stack up pretty decent out there. Quite a few small mangrove snapper, and I mean small, like 4 to 6 inches.
Oh.
Been some snook being caught out there at night. Most of them are undersized or really close to pushing it on the lower end of the slot. What else? That's about it that I've heard off over there.
Okay. And we had piles of little gag grouper down there.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
There you go. That's always been something that's always happened out there, except for the last couple of years because of that red tide.
So it's happening.
It's nice to see them coming back in a little bit. A little nicer reassurance that they'll hopefully make it to adulthood.
Well, there's certainly enough of them out there. It's good to see.
It is.
Lemon Bay, Stump Pass, Indian Mound Park.
Stump Pass over there, they're getting a couple Spanish mackerel, some whiting, a couple jacks, and some short trout throughout the whole Lemon Bay area. have not heard of any legal fish. We've talked to a couple of the Inglewood Fishing Club people, but most of them have been going down to the last spot we were just at. So don't get as many reports from that area. Lots of reports from the Inglewood Fishing Club, just not that particular spot.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right, how about the Anger Pier?
I got nothing off of there this week.
All right, then let's take it out into the Gulf of Mexico. What do we got going on out there on the reefs and wrecks? And are they catching anything trolling?
Well, let's see, near shore from right at the land all the way out to about 15 miles, we're getting some Spanish mackerel. There has been some little kingfish, like in that 24 to 30 inch range.
Mm-hmm.
They're catching them both trolling and still fishing, just free lining baits out the back of the boat. A couple of guys caught some smaller ones while they were fishing for Spanish mackerel, just casting spoons and gotchas. And then if you get out there in about that 60 to 80 feet of water, there's plenty of grunts, porgies, mangrove snapper, and lane snapper, along with a few sheep's heads scattered out there too. Guess Trembly Reef has got a ton of sheep's head on it right now.
Okay. And they're actually feeding.
Yeah. Yeah, they're catching mostly on shrimp out there. Several guys did catch some flounder out there that they had to release also.
Now, why did they have to release them, Robert?
Because season is closed.
What season?
I didn't know there was a season on them. I forgot. I didn't register it in my brain to keep it. And it left, and the one guy said he caught them, and the next guy said he had to release them because they were closed season. And I looked at them funny, and we proceeded to conversate about it. And, hey, sure enough, they are closed.
Uh-oh.
Whoops. Hey, at least he was right, you know. And I learned something that day because I had no idea. Like I said, I just didn't register it in my brain that those were closed.
Okay, now the big important question, though, is when do they reopen?
Yeah, I don't remember that either.
So
I didn't keep that retained either.
Let's collect that information. And I'm actually going to even refer to this page and make sure that I get it accurate because I don't want to screw it up. I hate giving people wrong information.
Yep. Definitely don't like doing it intentionally, that's for sure.
All right, so they will open again December 1st.
Okay.
December 1st. So your seasonal closure is October 15th through the end of November. So a 6-week closed season. And then they're open the rest of the time.
Nice.
So, if they're catching some out there now, I mean, this is really the first we've been hearing about it in the last week or so.
Yeah.
So, should be picking up. Just about the time season is opening.
Yeah.
Which is kind of the way it usually doesn't work.
Usually. I think it's interesting that they closed it. But whatever.
Well, they originally said we need to cut down on the harvest a little bit, so they took our bag limit from 10 down to 5, but that didn't make any difference because nobody ever goes out and catches 10 flounder anyway.
Nope, they gig 10 flounder.
Maybe. Maybe.
On a great night, they will.
So. Okay, do we have anything else to mention here in the Gulf of Mexico?
Not that I can think of.
Fine, then. We will move on to the Venice Jetties and Venice Pier.
Okay. Some snook at night. Couple of slot fish. But lots and lots of snook. And then the sheep's head are starting to move in on the jetties. And then they caught a couple sheep's head down there at Casperson's Beach. There's also still been some Spanish mackerel in the pat, or up there around the jetties and out off of Sharky's. They're also catching quite a few sharks at all of those locations from land.
Okay.
And one guy did catch a small 30-inch king off the Sharky's Pier with his beautiful little trolley rig and whatever. So the customer was telling me anyway, watched him fight it, bring it up. So there's some activity out there. It's not too bad.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
Redfish pass.
Got nothing.
Captiva pass.
Spanish mackerel, mangrove snapper. That's it. Nothing great at all, but good at least if you live down in that area. It's not too far of a jaunt.
All right. Well, then how about Boca Grand pass?
Well, let's see. Mangrove snapper. Spanish mackerel. Some sightings of some tarpon with an occasional hookup. And then the sheep's head are starting to stack in there pretty good all around the phosphate dock and along the beaches and even out in the center part of the pass where the guys are catching snapper or hooking one here and there.
Okay.
It's not bad.
There we go. Okay. No kingfish?
Nope. Not that I heard of.
Okay. I'm just checking. All right. Now we're at the beaches. Walking along the Gulf beaches, that thing that you said for Casperson that I didn't type, now you can tell it to me again.
Yeah. Oh, let's see. Some snook. Couple of whiting. There's been a few pompano scattered from there all the way down towards Boca. Mostly what I heard about was over there at Stump Pass. Been a few jacks and a few Spanish mackerel and bluefish being caught from the shore. And, of course, plenty of sharks of assorted species and sizes. Half of them are unidentifiable species because they're just calling them a brown shark or a sand shark. So it's like, okay.
Okay. Have we had people actually losing their fish to those sharks?
Not that I've heard of.
Okay.
That was a couple weeks ago that one guy did, but that was at least 2-3 weeks ago.
Yeah, that was then. This is now.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a goldfish.
Technically a fish. Uh-huh. So I guess he can be part of the fishing report, but wait till we get to the freshwater for that.
Oh, yeah.
Matt Lachey area?
Be perfect. Nothing.
The north end of Pine Island Sound, cat and rat, Mondongo Patricio.
Been some redfish, some small snook, and a few trout, but all the trout I've been hearing about have been small. Nothing really exciting. Just small stuff. But at least you can bend a rod.
Right. Well, and the ladyfish are in there, too. And some of those ladyfish have been enormous.
Did you catch more again?
So, yeah.
Nice.
And that's big fun.
Yes, it is. Some guy caught a couple sail cats down there the other day. He said he wasn't impressed, except for he said the fight was really good. Until he realized what he caught.
Yeah, everybody likes to catch them until they see what they've got hooked.
Right.
Jug Creek Shoal and Bokelia.
A lot of little trout. A couple of Spanish mackerel, but mostly just a lot of little trout with the lizard fish.
Can't forget the lizard fish.
Cannot forget the lizard fish. I still forget about them just because it's just weird. But that's okay.
How about Burnt Store and Two Pines?
Trout. Small ones, a lot of snook, small ones. Redfish, been a couple of legal-sized redfish, but mostly smaller redfish. And if they are legal, they're just barely legal on the small side. One guy did hook a couple pompano down there, I guess, last Sunday. So that's always a fun bycatch.
Mm-hmm. Any size to those?
They said they were all legal. He kept one for him and his wife for dinner. It's one of our regulars.
Gotcha. All right. The East Side Keys, Cormorant Key, Back Bay Key, Sneaky Creek, Hobbs Point, and Pirate Harbor.
A lot of snook, a lot of redfish of assorted sizes. The one customer who he fishes for all the time down there. He got a grand slam the other day. He said the tarpon that he landed was about 4 pounds. He's a little tiny guy.
Yeah, that is a tiny guy.
What else is going on over there?
You sure it wasn't a ladyfish?
No, I saw the picture.
Okay.
It was definitely a tarpon. That's about it.
Okay. According to FWC, people keep confusing small tarpon, big ladyfish.
Yeah, I believe that. It's pretty normal. That's why it's a poor man's tarpon.
I guess. It jumped.
But you get into those 3 to 5 pound fish, that's saying something. I mean, a 3 pound ladyfish is giant.
Enormous. Huge.
It's fun.
It is fun. I'll take them any day of the week.
Yes.
Alligator Creek, Poacher's Cut, and the skating rink.
Quite a few little snook up in there, and then also some small redfish. One guy said it was too windy, so they just stuck around in there, and they had a good time. They bent the rods. They just didn't catch anything quality, but the quantity was there.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's what this area's always been about.
Yep.
A place to duck from the wind, if you've got the draft on your boat to fit in there.
Yes.
Postillion Park.
Got nothing there. Got nothing this week there.
The PGI canals and general Punta Gorda area.
Lots of little snook. Black drum are starting to cooperate a little bit better. Seeing sheep's head, catching a couple. And then there's also been some bigger mangrove snapper also up in there.
Okay. How would you target those bigger mangs?
Just shrimp on a jig head is how I'd be doing it. Bouncing along, seeing what'll take.
Live shrimp?
Yeah.
Not frozen?
No.
Gonna get a bunch of dinks with frozen?
They hit frozen anyway, but I'd prefer live with them just because I'm covering some ground, bouncing along the bottom, jigging it.
Well, and I think you're much more likely to get a good quality fish with that live shrimp.
Yeah.
Where that frozen one, I mean, you'll catch plenty of snapper. They're just going to be dinky.
Yeah.
Anything from the Gilchrist Pier?
Nope.
How about the Alligator Creek Reef?
Nothing.
What about the 20-foot holes?
A few tarpon sightings. And then some silcats landed. That's about it. Overall, pretty well quiet. It's just kind of dumb.
All right. The baitfish report.
Baitfish. Well, let's see. The white bait that they are catching is down there just south of Pirate Harbor. And then a lot more over there towards Jug Creek. And they are also getting a few at the devilfish. And that's been an assortment of white bait and pinfish.
Okay. How's our offshore bait looking?
Still a lot of it out there. Some thread fins and cigar minnows. And then been quite a few blue runners, too. The shrimp have been, or the pinfish have been mediocre. But you could probably use lizard fish if you wanted.
Yes, you could. Depends what you're targeting. They make a pretty good snook bait, but usually the bigger snook are interested in them. Little guys don't seem to care too much. And they also make a great grouper bait, but grouper are kind of closed right now. So.
Yeah.
The freshwater canals, creeks, rivers, ponds, and lakes.
Mostly just bass. It's been so blooming warm that they've been just catching bass. But we sold a lot of crappie minnows yesterday. So some of the guys are getting out there and giving it a try. I think with this next little cold snap, it's definitely going to liven things up on the crappie front.
And these bass are mostly on shiners, soft plastics?
Almost all of them are on shiners. A couple guys on soft plastics, but mostly just shiners.
Mm. think that upcoming cold is going to fire them crappie up, huh?
Yep.
Okay. Do you think it should be fire the crappie up or fire up the crappie? I think it fire up the crappie reads better. Maybe I should have fire up the crappie up. That'll confuse people.
Sure.
Okay. So that's it for the freshwater report. That brings us to the very last thing, which is the tarpon reports.
Oh, yeah.
Do we even need to do a tarpon report here? Should we say that we're going to do one more tarpon report and this is it for the year? What do you want to do here?
I'd say that we just kill it. Too many inconsistencies with the activity out there and the sightings. So I'm going to say it's pretty much about toast. Okay. But I suppose if I was going to go try for them, it would be out of Boca. Would be my first personal stop.
And are you nutty enough to go out and do that?
On, like, today? No. But any other day that's not blowing? Sure.
Okay. All right. Well, we ran out of spots, so I guess there's nothing to do but stop doing the report. That's a bummer. Now we have to do actual work.
All right.
Any final words of wisdom? Any parting shots? Anything to add? Anything that we didn't cover?
Not that I can think of.
Okay. Well, then, I guess the last thing to do is say goodnight, Robert.
Good night, Robert.